From Washington, this is VOA News. President Obama apologizes for the accidental U.S. attack on an Afghan hospital. President Obama Wednesday, in a phone call with the head of Doctors Without Borders, Joanne Liu, apologized for an accidental U.S. bombing of its hospital in the embattled Afghan city Kunduz Saturday that killed 22 patients and staff. White House spokesman Josh Earnest was asked if the president discussed an independent probe of the bombing.
Well, I won't get into the details of what they discussed, but the president did reiterate his commitment. This is a commitment that we've offered up publicly, that the Department of Defense would conduct a transparent, thorough, and objective investigation. You've heard the president say, the United States, when we make a mistake, we're honest about it, we own up to it, we apologize where necessary, and we implement the kinds of changes that make it less likely that those kinds of mistakes will occur in the future.
Mr. Obama also phoned Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, voicing his condolences for the innocent loss of life and to commend Afghan forces for their bravery in the fight against the Taliban. Meanwhile, Doctors Without Borders Executive Director Jason Cohn has called for an independent investigation and dismissed previous claims that Taliban fighters were engaged in combat on hospital grounds.
None of our staff has reported to us that there was any fighting inside the compound. They reported that it was quiet before the strikes. That's what we have. That's why we need this independent investigation. And it's on the burden of the United States and other forces to substantiate those claims. And we think the best way to do that is with an impartial investigative body.
The group said the bombing could be considered a war crime. At least one UN peacekeeper was killed, another wounded, when gunmen opened fire on a UN convoy north of the Central African Republic capital of Bangui Tuesday. This is VOA News. Russia has escalated its military involvement in Syria with the use of shipborne cruise missiles, it says, are aimed at Islamic State targets. Word of the strikes came as Syrian forces launched a major ground offensive against rebels in the west. U.S. spokesman John Kirby challenged the Russian view that the IS group is Moscow's primary target.
Nothing's changed about our message with respect to Russian military activity in Syria. If it's designed to go after ISIL, and if there's an opportunity there to talk about that, then we're willing to have that discussion. But if, and as we have seen by what they're hitting so far, it's really about going after opposition groups and bolstering the Assad regime, well, that's a different discussion altogether, and is only going to make the conflict worse. It's only going to increase the violence, and it's going to do nothing but prolong what is already a very long, very bloody civil war.
Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said in Rome Wednesday the U.S. is not cooperating with Russia in the fight against the IS group. Iran's top spiritual leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has banned direct talks with the United States because of what he described as countless harm to Iran's interests. Addressing elite Revolutionary Guard commanders in Tehran Wednesday, the Iranian cleric said direct negotiations with Washington opened the way for U.S. penetration of the Islamic Republic. Iran early this year concluded nuclear talks with the U.S. and five other world powers. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is warning Israelis to be on maximum alert following knife attacks Wednesday. A Palestinian woman stabbed an Israeli man who then shot and wounded her in Jerusalem's Old City. A suspected Palestinian militant stabbed an Israeli soldier in southern Israel before being shot dead. Another Palestinian stabbed an Israeli man at the entrance to a shopping mall. The Nobel Prize Committee awarded this year's chemistry prize to three scientists for their work on human DNA repair, which can be used in the treatment of cancer. The laureates include Thomas Lindahl in Britain, Paul Muldrich of Duke University, and Aziz Sankar of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Sankar, a native of Turkey, said he's been working hard at it for 40 years.
When I was a graduate student, I worked 18, 20 hours a day, and over the years, that's gone down some, but I still put in 12 hours a day. In doing research, there are many failures, and I think a secret in success in science is to keep at it and try new things.
All three scientists lauded for their work on how the living cell functions and the causes of hereditary disease, cancer development, and aging. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande Wednesday appealed for unity across Europe. Addressing the European Parliament, they both called for more cooperation to settle tens of thousands of migrants and refugees who have flooded the 28-member bloc. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.